It's time for our Wednesday morning conversation. Dave Nelson is here from Tomahawk Trailer Sales here in Tomahawk. Morning, Dave.
Morning, Jeff. Morning, everybody.
All right. Tomahawk Trailer Sales, the name says it all. You sell trailers.
We do. And more.
Tomahawk Trailer. And more, yes. Not only trailers, but we're going to talk a little bit about truck beds. We're going to talk about toppers. We're going to talk about hitches. So that's our topic of conversation here this morning with Dave. Dave, let's start off with utility trailers. That's on the top of my note sheet here this morning. What do you offer for steel utility trailers? We're going to make a distinction between steel and aluminum here. So what about on the steel end of things?
We just got another shipment of HTC trailers. They're out of Iowa, and we've been selling them for a while now. It's turned out to be a great line of economical steel utility trailers.
Mm-hmm.
I had 14 of them in last week again and got those all set up and ready to go. We have from 6x10 to 7x16 with a tandem axle, all in stock, ready to go, starting at just $23.95.
I see that nameplate on a lot of trailers these days. HT seems to be a popular brand.
Well, HTC is has a parent company, so there's other brands, but the HTC on the utilities is out of Iowa.
Okay.
And they've been a really good trailer. So they're a steel trailer. They come with full-size 205/75/15 tires and wheels. So they're not these little bitty ones that you get on some of the trailers from a box store or some of the cheaper ones.
Right.
They come with a 3,500-pound axle. They're all, except for the tandem axles, they're all rated at 3,000 or $29.90. And the reason for that, even though they have a 3,500-pound axle, is in Wisconsin, if the GVWR of the trailer is 3,000 pounds or less, you don't need to title or license them.
Oh, okay.
So if you were to sell that trailer, or we sell that trailer to someone from Illinois or Michigan, they need to title it their state. But in Wisconsin, we don't have to do that.
Okay.
If it's over 3,000 GVWR, and obviously all the tandem axle trailers will be, then you need to get a title and pay annual registration on them.
So when it comes to steel trailers, obviously those are made for heavy-duty work. They're not going to help you out with gas mileage. That what aluminum may be helping out with that.
The utility trailers are pretty light. When you're talking about they're not a heavy frame like you're going to have with the equipment trailers.
Okay.
Equipment trailers are going to be a much heavier frame, heavier deck, bigger axles, bigger tires, you know, usually from 7,000 to and on up as far as the GVWR, where these are starting out at 3.
So when you make the distinction between steel and aluminum, why will people take steel over aluminum?
Steel is less money. That's okay. The primary thing.
Got it.
Aluminum is going to hold up better, especially if you're going to use it in the winter.
Okay.
Depending on your applications, aluminum is lighter, so with some of the smaller tow vehicles now, the trailer, you might not need to haul a lot, but if you have an aluminum trailer versus a steel trailer, the trailer is lighter, so that means you can carry more on the trailer and still pull it with your little vehicle.
And when it comes to storage, that might make a difference. If you don't have indoor storage, it might make a difference if you buy steel or aluminum as well.
Sure. Yep. If you've got the space to store one inside, if you're not going to use it in the winter, then there's really no reason, unless it's personal preference, to, you know, not spend the extra money on the aluminum. But the aluminum trailers, we do an awful lot with. The majority of them are Sport Haven. They come out of Ohio. And with those, we have from 5x8 to 7x20 in stock. We do get into some car haulers from them. And those start at just $28.95. So the aluminum trailers, the basic aluminum trailer will have a wood deck. And then the deluxe model will have an aluminum deck. We call them all aluminum. And they'll have fancy aluminum wheels on them.
I don't know if it's just me or if you've noticed it too, Dave. I'm seeing a lot more car haulers on the road. I'm seeing a lot more big pickup trucks hauling these big car haulers that are full of vehicles from point A to point B. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering why that is. Just a more economical way to move things from point A to point B? Or I'm seeing a lot more car haulers on the road these days, it seems.
Yeah, some are small. I mean, the car haulers we're talking about in the more in the utility class or light equipment are 7K or 10K. It's 7,000-pound or 10,000-pound haulers.
Okay.
And that's for someone, maybe they're going to pull a vehicle behind a motorhome, or maybe they're going to pull, a car. They're going to move cars through or skid steers or something like that from location to location. When you see the longer ones, the bigger ones, those are equipment trailers.
Okay.
And most people are using those for business, whether it's transporting cars or other equipment or whatever it might be.
Got it. Now, the reason I'm asking all these questions is that I know it seems like in recent years, there's every Tom, Dick, and Harry is selling trailers out their parking lot. And I'm assuming that if you start asking some of those folks some of these more fine questions about trailers and what's good for what, you're not going to get the same kind of answers at like a big box parking lot as you will at Tomahawk Trailers.
Well, we hope not.
Yeah.
So, and you know, when I started in the trailer business here with Don, I didn't know the terminology. I didn't know what we had to offer versus the competition.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I know that just like products I knew before, you know,
right.
The products I've sold. And so we know what we're competing against. We've got a full-service shop. So if you have issues either warranty-wise or you damage a trailer somehow or just you're doing routine service, you know, down the road, we're there for that. Collectively, between our partner Frenchville Trailer Sales, which is between La Crosse and Eau Claire, and Tomahawk Trailer Sales, we have over 400 trailers in stock.
Huh.
So we have over 100 trailers in stock right here in Tomahawk.
Another good reason to stop at Tomahawk Trailer Sales when you want to buy a trailer. And that service thing, we'll get more in-depth with the service department here in a little while. Let's talk to equipment trailers and those great big things. What do you have as far as that concerned?
So equipment trailers, we start out with car haulers. There'll be a 7,000-pound car hauler and then a 10,000-pound car hauler. Now, that when we say 7,000 and 10,000, that's the GVWR rating, and that is the total weight of the trailer and what it's hauling.
Okay.
So if you have a trailer with a 7,000-pound GVWR, and you subtract 2,500 pounds for the trailer, that leaves you able to haul 4,500 pounds. Those
right.
are just ballpark numbers.
Got it.
But,
yep.
Yeah, so those are the things you look at. And so we need to know what somebody's going to haul. You know, if they're hauling a skid steer or a Mini X or a tractor or whatever it might be, in order to ask the right questions to get you into the right trailer. But yeah, there's a lot of difference in trailers. There's a lot of difference in trailer quality. There's a lot of difference in dealers. Some of the little places don't have the capability of servicing after the sale.
Right,
so we're going to get into that a little bit more. But in equipment trailers, there's tilt bed trailers. There's what's called deck over trailers, where the deck is wider and it's over the top of the tires. There's gooseneck trailers. You'll see them where gooseneck ball is up inside the pickup box or the mm-hmm. truck box or
yep.
the truck bed, and a lot of the people that are hauling heavier things prefer a gooseneck, and then dump trailers, and that's been kind of a crazy part of the business. It's really strong once it warms up in the spring of the year, and then it kind of goes, you know, you just see them bumping along. But we brought in a new line of trailers there. It's called Hillcrest. They're out of Tennessee. It's been a great line for us so far. Most of the tilt beds we have in stock from them right now also have a hydraulic tongue jack. So if you've ever cranked a jack on a bigger trailer and you're cranking it up to remove it from the vehicle and cranking it back down, it's not easier as you get older. It's not easier if you're smaller
yeah.
framed.
Yeah.
It's not easy if you have physical limitations. So some of these have got power tongue jack. So there's a button that you hit for up or down on a dump trailer for the dump box.
Okay.
And then there's you flip a valve, and now that thing raises and lowers the tongue of the trailer to install it. And as soon as people see that, it's like, man. And once they have that, they'll never go back to one with a crank jack again.
So who are the people buying dump trailers these days? That's not a typical everyday guy kind of trailer. It's, I would assume they're a little bit more specialized.
Well, you'd be surprised.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that buy it for their land or their farm or,
okay.
you know, their hobbies. I always joke with people. I say, once you get one of those, you're going to have a lot more friends because
sure.
there's always people wanting to borrow that trailer.
Yeah, absolutely.
But actually, the dump trailers, obviously, there's a lot of people that use them for business as well.
Okay.
Contractors, tree service places, anybody that's moving dirt or rock or debris. But you'd be surprised the number of people that buy those just for their own use.
Yeah, and I would assume that people that have big yards and big gardens, those would be very attractive because, let's face it, delivery from these places, that'll add up after a little while too, so why not get your own dump trailer, do it yourself?
Oh, sure. Or if yeah. you've got a piece of equipment that maybe you use around home, and then you use it up at the land or up at the hunting shack or whatever it might be.
Press the button, tilt it back?
Yeah, rather than paying for somebody to haul that thing seasonally or having to leave it one place or the other, you can move it around.
Your trailer is only as good as the hitch up to the vehicle that you're pulling it on, and so that should be one of the most important things that you're looking at when you're planning on a trailer for the first time or if you're getting something new. Let's talk about B&W hitches here this morning a little bit, Dave.
B&W is a highly respected brand, and they've got a wide range of product. So we do gooseneck hitch installs. Those are the ones where you've got a ball that's right inside the bed
of the pickup.
Pulling
a fifth wheel. Yep.
No, for pulling a gooseneck. So a gooseneck and a fifth wheel are different styles. So
really? Okay. Yep. I'm learning
campers,
something here.
Yeah, campers, a lot of campers and vehicles like that will have a fifth wheel. And a fifth wheel has a framework that sits in the truck box.
Right.
And the ball sits up above.
Right.
So when that's in there, you don't have a flat box to load or to haul things in your truck.
Correct.
A gooseneck ball will sit right down underneath the truck bed, the frame for it, under the truck bed.
Okay.
And you either have a turnover ball or the ball is removable. And so when you remove the ball, you've got your full pickup to use. And so the ball is only in there when you're going to use the gooseneck hitch. Now, if you have a fifth wheel hitch on a set up on a camper, you could buy a conversion for the camper side of things or the trailer side of things.
Okay.
Horse trailers, cattle trailers, whatever it might be, to fit on your gooseneck ball. And B&W even makes one, they call it a companion hitch. So you've got a gooseneck ball that's removable, that sits down flush with the truck when you're not using it. And there's a bracket, the fifth wheel bracket, that latches right into that gooseneck ball on the B&W. It's called a companion. So now you've got a fifth wheel that you can remove or easily put back in the truck.
I'm out of the trucking business for a lot of years, Dave, and so, this is brand new for me. Is this relatively new technology, or has this been around a little while?
No, it's been around a while.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So the thing is, you know, the majority of people, including me before I was involved with this, you're not going to really understand the difference between a fifth wheel and a gooseneck.
Right.
Once you understand it, then it's pretty easy to explain it.
Okay.
And a picture says 1,000 words, or we walk in, you know, show someone one of them that's on display and explain what the differences are. There's also another thing. There are pickups that come, and they're prepped for the gooseneck. They're ready for a gooseneck ball to drop in, and they're ready for the, we call them pucks, that go in for your safety chains to hook to.
Okay.
So you can buy a truck that has that package in it. It doesn't have the gooseneck ball, and it doesn't have the hooks for it, but it's got the framework in the truck underneath, and so we sell a B&W ball setup for that. It's a little plastic case. Open it up. There's your gooseneck ball to drop in. There's your pucks to drop in to hook your safety chains to. And those are specific to vehicle brand. Those we stock.
And who are the people buying these type of hitches?
People that buy a truck and they've got to haul a trailer, but they don't have the hitch yet. Or they buy a trailer and now they need it's time to need that. But it's interesting because from the factory you can get a truck that is not prepared at all for a gooseneck. And then we install those. It's a heavy framework that's bolted in under the truck bed. Or you can have one that's prepped from the factory, and then you just get this little kit that's $300 and some, and there's your ball, and there's your safety chain pucks.
If somebody comes into Tomahawk Trailer Sales and says, Dave, I have multiple trailers, and it seems like every hitch is a different size. The balls are different sizes. I want a hitch that's versatile, that I don't have to pull everything apart and change it out every time I want to haul a different trailer. What do you have for those
it's
folks?
It's almost like I prepped you to ask that question.
I think so.
So we've got the B&W, the adjustable hitches. They're called Stow-N-Go. And what they are is they're a hitch that slides into what's on your vehicle is called a receiver.
Yep.
So that's usually 2-inch. On some of the vehicles now it's 2.5. On some of the big vehicles it's 3-inch. And so there's a 2-inch, 2.5, or 3-inch square tube.
Big square hole in the back there.
Yeah, that slides into that. And normally it's just you'd have a ball mount that's got a ball and it drops 4 inches or it drops 6 or, you know, and they're different sizes and you need a different ball mount for each trailer.
Right.
So with this adjustable one, you've got a sliding ball support that slides up and down that the ball is on. And a 2-inch and a 2 5/16 ball that flip over.
Okay.
So you can set it up for 2-inch, drop 2 inches. You can set it up for 2 5/16, drop 7 inches. Or you can flip it over and raise it that far. And then when you're not using it, the ball slides down and tucks in underneath in the front. I was just talking with a customer yesterday. So you don't smack your shins on that ball when you're walking by the back of the truck.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny comment was, every time you hit one of those things or you don't hit, it's worth $50.
Oh yeah. Especially when you smack that shin. My shins have been bruised many times by those situations. And you didn't even need to prep me because I've been frustrated by that myself when you have different trailers and they ride differently. Gotta make adjustments.
We stock these. We've got all these in stock and ready to go.
Got it. Some of the other stuff besides trailers that we were talking about, truck beds. What do you offer for truck beds? Are we talking liners here?
No, we're talking steel truck beds or aluminum truck beds.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep,
either replace a pickup box.
Got it.
We've got one in there right now. We get some trucks in. Maybe they're a 2000 2012 or 2015 and the box is all rusted out, as long as the frame is good, we can remove the pickup box, or customers can remove the pickup box themselves and save themselves a little money, and then we install a new truck bed. So we'll see that a lot with contractors. We see that with people that, you know, use them with salt and corrosive stuff in the wintertime.
Yeah.
But it gives you a new bed, and those truck beds all come with the gooseneck ball installed. Whether you use it or not, it's there. You can get them with or without the receiver in the back. So you get an entry-level one. Doesn't have a hitch in the back. And then you get the next level up. You've got the receiver for the hitch. It's there built right on them. And then the next level up there from there is called skirted, where you've got toolboxes in front or and behind or either side of the wheel on each side.
So get more use out of that truck. If the back end is bad, the front end's still good. Bring it to Tomahawk Trailer Sales. And how long does it take to make that conversion? If they bring it in without the bed back there already, how long
we
does it take to get
We typically tell people figure 2 days. So
2 days?
It's
okay.
A solid day. And oftentimes there's some finish up the second day. So we did one yesterday. Ben's just finishing up on it this morning.
Got it.
But when we do that, it's professionally done. Customers can install their own as well if they're capable. But you're talking about welding C-channel framework to the truck bed, and then and then drilling into the frame of the truck. So nothing is welded to the frame of the truck, but the weldments are all done from the truck bed, and then it gets bolted to the frame. And then you do the electrical, the one that came in yesterday, wiring was all messed up, so Don spent a little time getting all that corrected so that, you know, when you hit your brakes, the brake lights go on and
right.
The correct directional goes on and
yeah.
Things like that.
Seems like this is one of those things, if you're not really, really, really good at this kind of thing, you better let the pros take care of this.
Yeah,
install.
The vast majority of people will have us or a professional install them.
Yeah, good. Now let's talk toppers. Now, those, I know what those are. ARE and Lear toppers are the best in the business, and you sell them both.
We do. And topper business has been pretty good this year. We always have room for more. There's a couple of new models that have come out. It's kind of some neat things that are streamlined from ARE. And so we've got something there that's people can see if it's something there that we're ready to install, because they're all custom ordered. But they're coming in. Different models are coming in. We take pictures of them all to give people an idea and, you know, find out what are you looking for. You're just looking to cover the truck economically. Are you looking for side access? When you get side windows, they're called wind doors that open up at the bottom so you have access to the sides. Are you looking for something that's classier as far as frameless glass and things like that? Are you looking for a carpeted headliner? You're looking for lighting inside? Does it need to have a power lock mechanism to match up with your power locks on your truck? And those are all the questions that we ask.
Sounds like toppers have come a long way over the years.
Oh, they are. There's some pretty neat things.
Pretty cool. Let's get more into service here again. We're talking about big bucks here. A lot of these things are major investments for a lot of us, and we want to make sure that they're going to be taken care of should we need some help after we buy these things. So tell us a little bit about the service department.
Service-wise, we try and schedule things out for people. A lot of times people will drop off a trailer or vehicle the day before, the morning of, leave it for us, and you know we can get the service done and give people a call when it's done. Basic things that should be done regularly are repacking your wheel bearings, greasing the bearings, even the trailers that have the bearing buddies on them. You know, people think you put a grease gun on that Zerk and you squeeze it a little bit and you're getting grease there. A lot of times that grease never makes it to the inside bearing. Or maybe there's a seal that's out on the backside. We just had another boat trailer in that Ben did on Monday, and seals were bad, and there was rust in the bearings. They're holding water, there's rust in the bearings. So it's just, you pop a new hub on them and away you go.
Yeah, and if you can't check that yourself, this is something that should be done at least every couple of years for sure. If not every year, every couple of years for
sure. Every couple for sure. We've had customers, we had a little utility trailer that came in, and I think it was 9 or 10 years old. It had never been looked at. So, it's, you know, you know you're going to run into something there. They're lucky they didn't lose a wheel on the road, and we all see trailers alongside of the road.
Yep.
You know, they're hanging low, one wheel's off. But that's a pretty common thing. We can search and find problems with wiring. We can service brakes on trailers that have brakes. We can service the electrical. We can service the tongue jacks. And we just had another one in an enclosed trailer. And, you know, when you open ramp doors, typically there's a couple of cables there, and they're spring-loaded like a garage door would be. And one came in, the cable was all messed up. So we can do service on that, whether it's just getting it reattached correctly or replacing the drums or taking care of that. And then we do major stuff. We also do all the DOT inspections. So for companies that are using trailers, legally you got to have them DOT inspected once a year. We can do those.
Got it.
Yep.
Also, we're running some ads here on the Big Q for Help Wanted at Tomahawk Trailers. I don't remember what the ad is asking for. Are you retiring or is somebody needed on the shop?
I don't think yet. I mean, okay. Don hasn't let me know.
Okay.
But, no, we're looking for a service tech.
Got it.
So the service business is growing. We had, the last few weeks, we had about 20 trailers at a time needing to be set up.
Wow.
To be ready to sell.
Right.
So you'd get them set up as people come in. In some cases, people coming in, they're buying one. We set that one up first. But Ben couldn't get ahead because by the time he's setting those up, the next load is in and the next
sure.
load is in.
Yep.
So just to help with getting setups done, helping out with some of the other things, and as the business grows, being able to support our customers' service needs.
Got it. So somebody that has a little bit of technical and mechanical expertise would be perfect.
Yeah, if they have basic mechanical aptitude is good. If they've got welding experience, that's better. I mean, we will weld aluminum. We will weld steel to repair or fabricate some things to get trailers up and running. And so, yeah, to the right person, I think it's a great opportunity.
I hope this radio thing works because I'm not the guy for that job. That is for sure.
Ha!
Going to keep my fingers crossed and try to keep Greg happy right here.
Some of us have got a face for radio.
Yeah, amen. That's me right here.
Yep.
Dave Nelson, Tomahawk Trailer Sales, a growing business. And, boy, there's a lot of room for inventory out there, isn't there? How many trailers are on the premises right
now? There's over 100 on the lot right now.
Yeah, so big selection, too.
Yep,
so.
And that expansion, getting the trees gone and that expansion to the side opposite the shop, the visibility we have now from the road, people can look back and say, holy cow, they got it. And you're not seeing everything. You're just seeing a portion of the inventory as you look off the road.
So if you need trailer help, the help is there at Tomahawk Trailer Sales. Need a new one? The new ones are there at Tomahawk Trailer Sales. You want to get some more life out of yours, the service department are more than happy to help you do that, too.
And we do take trades. People will ask. I tell people it's like trading a car. Typically, if you can sell it on your own, you're going to get a little bit more than if you trade it in. But if you don't want to screw around with the no-shows and the hagglers and the different things like that, it's like, yeah, we'll take those and trade. And Don's very fair about turning those around and getting them out at a fair price.
Highway S says you're heading out of town here, right?
Yes.
And so easy to find Tomahawk Trailer Sales. It's a sprawling selection out there at Tomahawk Trailer Sales.
Coming from the south, you'd take Highway S toward Tomahawk. We're 4 miles up on the left-hand side. And coming from Tomahawk, if you're going through town on 86, you turn left on S, which is Southgate Drive, and we're a mile down on the right-hand side.
Easy to find. Dave Nelson, Tomahawk Trailer Sales. Glad we finally got together here in August, and we'll talk to you again next month.
Yep. We're open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday or by appointment, and I appreciate everybody's business and opportunities that we have.